Hey friends, it's me, your pal Glenn Tickle, here with an actual ad. All the other ones that we do, obviously also very real. This one, a little different. It's from me. I want you to go to jerkthemagazine.com. It's not porn. Sounds like it might be. I am creating a magazine for jerks that you send anonymously to people you don't like. It's a real thing. I'm writing a lot of articles about jerk and jerk culture, and you can support the Kickstarter and get the magazine early. Go to jerkthemagazine.com. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Here's the show.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here again with my friend John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia one page at a time, off the top of our damn heads. And this is the beginning of Season 3, Glenn.
Yes. Season 3, we decided, because we've not done an episode for a while, and we've decided that that's how we will justify it to ourselves.
Yeah, and by saying it out loud into the recording, now it doesn't matter because you've outed us.
Right. I mean, I'm fine with being upfront with everybody, but I don't know. I more need to make it right in my heart.
That's good. I mean, the world could use more transparency right now, so I'm on board.
Yeah, that's fine. We're busy, and for a couple of weeks there, it's because the site didn't work, because I couldn't get an SQL database to cooperate.
Yeah, we're busy. An SQL database wouldn't cooperate. We're just general ennui kept us from doing it a couple times.
So much ennui.
But we're back, and very excited to have with us this week a special guest to give us what our topic is going to be. Perchance you've seen her perform if you've seen an improv show at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with the very funny team Synced Up. If you've been watching any of the Arts Quest at Home programming during quarantine, you've probably seen her, and she's stolen many a show. The wonderful Addison Teal. Addie, hi.
Hello. Yay. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which I say because you've done this before.
I have.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. You did two in a row, I think?
Just the one, I think.
Okay.
I might have seen you 2 days in a row that day.
I think we did... Yeah.
It was the one where you guys didn't believe that I actually knew what the fuck rhythmic gymnastics was.
Yes,
shit
that's
all over
correct.
Me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that one. Classic.
I stand
episode.
By my choices.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are the first guest of season three, and yes, we've decided to start a new format for the show,
mm-hmm,
which incorporates guests more. Because I think John and I are just tired of
each other
talking to each other.
Yeah.
We've been in this relationship a long time, so it's time to like spice it up a little bit.
Yeah. Get some fresh perspective.
Yeah. 2 years in, we're looking to broaden our love.
I'm so honored to be a part of it.
That's probably the right reaction.
I feel like John's probably explained this to you, but for the listener's benefit, yeah, the new format is we bring on a guest, in this case, Addison, and they will give us a topic that they are interested in. This can be something that they know about already.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we will get topics from. John and I will still be dumb idiots who don't really know that much about stuff.
Yeah, like there's,
as the guest,
there's no scenario that's going to change that. Like that's just
yeah, no, because we're not going to learn more things. No. We're too old for that.
That ship sailed.
As the guest, it's fine if you know things about this thing. We only ask that you don't give us actual facts. Like, don't correct us as we go along.
You can give us actual facts as we're talking to you, but only if prompted. But the really important thing that Glenn is trying to say is, once we start writing our Wikipedia page, don't correct us if we're being obtuse morons.
So you want to yes and it?
Yeah, you're free to comment.
Okay.
And I would say free to let us know that we are, in fact, quite wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say, oh, no, that it wasn't. The Space Needle wasn't built in 1972.
It was 1962.
Right. Oh. This isn't.
I guess I'm gonna need to get a new topic. It was gonna be.
Oh man, that's incredible.
One of the only things I know about the Space Needle, and it's because it was in a song.
Yeah, this isn't an escape room. We're not asking for hints from you.
All right. Don't worry. I don't know that much, so I'm. It's gonna be great.
You're gonna fit in very well. Okay. So.
And then we will consult you at the end and Wikipedia. For your opinion of how we did and the actual facts on the topic at hand.
Yeah, so Addison, I guess that's a great point. I didn't tell you this coming into this. You're going to decide if we did better than Wikipedia at the end of all of this. So our fate is in your hands.
Okay.
I forgot about that part, so it's a good thing that John remembered.
All right, well, it's okay. It's all right. It's the first one. It's good to be back in the saddle after not doing this for objectively too long. I do miss it.
We did do one that... at the time of this recording, I didn't put out, and I probably won't, because it is just you and me talking about how sad we are for an hour.
It is. We didn't, like, about 10 minutes in, we realized we hadn't had a subject, and I was like, I don't care. I just want to talk to my friends.
Yeah. so that's probably just for us.
But... Yeah, definitely. But enough
about... The ones before that, I think I did get up.
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Doesn't matter. Season 3, we're here.
Who cares?
We're here.
Season 3, new
in the now.
Beginnings, baby.
Annie.
Yes.
What do you want us to talk about?
All right. So I put a lot of thought into this. I had a lot of options on the table and had to really think, like, what do I really...
Yeah, it could be anything. You had tons of options.
So many things I want to learn about. And, you know, I narrowed it down to a few and then narrowed down from there, as you do when you narrow things down. You have to weed things out.
Sure.
But I settled on...
You know what
on...
word I like for that? Winnowing.
Winnowing. Oh.
Yeah, winnowing something down.
Yes.
I like that.
That is a good word. Gonna file that in my brain for later.
Before you tell us what you picked, did you consult our website to see what previous episodes we've conquered?
Nope.
Yeah, because if you say Ibogaine, you can get on out of here.
Yeah, if you say something
we
that...
We did that.
Yeah, if you say something that
I
we've
don't
done,
think you guys have covered this. I feel pretty confident. And you're either going to love that I suggested this or hate it with a burning passion. And there's going to be no in between.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a bold swing out of the gate for season 3.
Yep. All right. Are you ready for what I want to learn about?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did.
I would
we did
like it. To know about the history of witches.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is great because, like, objectively, like, you can just whittle that down into... men were intimidated by smart women, so they had to justify why they were going to get rid of them. Like, that's just sort of like the beginning of that. But why did you pick witches?
You know, a lot of reasons. There's that reason, first of all, just like strong women, let's celebrate them, let's talk about the history of witches. And like you said, men were afraid of women, and you know, that's just how they dealt with it. But also because I'm like getting into gardening a lot, and I just think about how like a lot of witches were just like good at gardening and knowing what plants made you feel better, and that's very fascinating too.
How like, did she make that pumpkin so big? Why is that pumpkin so big? There can be only one explanation: the devil.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of stuff got pinned on the devil for a real long time, and then at some point, people are like, "No, I think it's women. I think it's their fault."
Yeah. And they're like,
and then they, like, tied
Chad,
them together.
Yeah, Chad, you can't be that overt about it. We can't just say we're going to round up all the women and kill them, Chad.
Right. We need to make up a subcategory.
Right. Mm-hmm. What,
Addison,
for you, like, when you hear, like, the word witchcraft, what do you immediately think of?
I think about like a really nice aesthetic of like really long, cool clothing, like a lot of flowers, some crystals around, some great music, and like something brewing that smells really good.
So you're just describing the parking lot outside of a Fish concert.
Yep.
You think the cauldron would smell good?
Yeah, I think that that's one of those things that the men, like, twisted to be like, ah, it's a terrible potion they make. But, like, really, like, weren't they, like, brewing beer or, like, a nice tea? Maybe some soup and chowders?
I feel like probably a lot of tea.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if I'm thinking, like, Macbeth witches, it's a stinky cauldron.
Yeah.
Is how I imagine it.
Yeah.
I've never seen any depiction of a witch's cauldron and thought, that's probably delightful.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the whole point. Like, the men were writing the narratives. They wouldn't want it to be appealing, right? So
it's true.
I think it's fair to assume the opposite, and I love to think of, like, a giant cauldron of just, like, Manhattan clam chowder brewing away.
Uh-huh.
This is, like, a real thick bisque.
Yeah, but then also there's, like, an amethyst in it to, like, help with your love life.
Okay. Does amethyst do that?
I think so.
Sorry, my two-year-old has to show me. What's this? Oh, breaking news.
Yeah?
My two-year-old did pee-pee on the potty.
Yay!
Oh, my God!
And as is tradition, she got a Reese's Pieces, and before going to bed, she needs to show it to me.
Aww.
So I'm very proud of you. I love you.
Hey, Glenn, I don't want to upset you, but have you considered it's possible that your two-year-old could be a budding witch? How else can you explain going pee-pee in the potty?
Well, I mean, she's been fighting it. She was doing great for a while. And that she like went into just not wanting to cooperate at all for potty time. So anytime she does it now, I'm thrilled. I feel like my older daughter might swing into witchcraft at some point.
Cool.
She's 7. She most of the time I feel like dresses like a divorced art teacher. And that's sort of, I feel like,
yeah,
the modern aesthetic for witches.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's big, like, she loves a flowy dress.
Yes.
Both my kids have a lot of dress-up jewelry
mm-hmm.
that they like to wear. So, like, it's a lot of, they're plastic, but, like, crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Big into My Little Pony and that, the magic on that show.
Mm-hmm.
She likes this horse game that talks about these magic horses. So, I feel like my older daughter is probably the one who will, like, buy a book on the power of candles.
Yeah.
While my second and younger child will like break the free solo record at the age of 3 because she just doesn't, she has no fear of anything.
Okay. All right.
That'll
so this is
a powerful combo.
This is good. This is interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Unstoppable.
I don't know that it sounds like any of us are necessarily experts on this, so I think this will be a team effort as opposed to maybe, you know, if Addy, you were an expert on witchcraft, although now I'm starting to think maybe you are, because that's exactly what an expert of witchcraft would want us to think.
And did you all see that thing about witches hexing the moon?
Yeah, they do that every now and then, don't they?
Some self-proclaimed witches
mm-hmm.
on TikTok, I believe.
Yep,
did a TikTok of them
sure.
hexing the moon.
Okay.
And other witches got mad at them for hexing the moon.
Why did they hex the moon?
I couldn't find the reason they were doing it. All I could see was like Twitter accounts of people saying it was like disrespectful and that they're messing with powers they don't understand. And I'm like, they're not, though. You guys know that, right? And I didn't want to jump in, but yeah, they're not. I don't want to say witches aren't real because I know people who identify as witches through their religion. And my friend Katie's real. I don't think she's imaginary, but I don't think magic is real.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well,
so you can't hex the moon, is my point.
What? They did.
You can make tea that might help a headache. Or help you like go pee pee on the potty like a big girl, sure.
Glenn,
I'm there. I'm with you for that. But
magic is just science we don't understand yet, Glenn. Come on.
Snaps. Yes.
I got snaps, dude.
You did get snaps.
Pull your
for
shit together.
Citing a sub theme of most young adult novels.
Yep. Well, you know, you gotta play to the height of your intelligence, I guess. All right, opening paragraph. Witchcraft is?
Well, she did specifically say history
mm-hmm.
of
yeah,
witches.
Yeah, I mean, but like, is there going to be a history? Like, I feel like that's a subsection
yes.
of the witchcraft page.
Well, I feel like witches would be too broad for us to tackle. History, we can kind of focus on like the origins of witchcraft in
like folklore.
Culture. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say society or literature, but like, yeah, folklore or culture. Like where are these witches at? where they come from?
Where they come from? Well, what are we going to say is the first, the
Bible.
Yeah. You don't think, I think I'm just going to say before that.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, what's the other lady?
Lilith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
First witch, Lilith.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because of Sabrina.
Me too.
Which is honestly my source for almost all my witch knowledge comes from Sabrina or Macbeth, or there's Wizard of Oz. There's probably one or two more, but they're all like cultural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I'm trying. There are witches in Gilgamesh. There's like monsters and stuff in Gilgamesh and the other one.
Well, I mean, it's almost like you need to define
Beowulf.
Like, what do you got? You got to define.
Grendel's mother a witch?
She's just, I think,
kind of
she
a
might
spooky monster.
Be? So, like,
I don't think she was a like witches. I think are human women who have magic powers.
Okay.
It would be like the broadest possible definition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think Grendel's mom was just like a. She was Angelina Jolie in that weird CG Beowulf.
I mean, if we're gonna talk like Beowulf,
but then she was a big spider.
We gotta go. The 13th Warrior. That's the Michael Crichton novel they adapted. I think the novel was Eaters of the Dead. I think it might be Antonio Banderas. I forget who stars in it. It's very good.
This is a good sell.
It's Beowulf. Yeah, you should.
There's
watch
a
it.
Pretty bad Beowulf with the Highlander boy. Kung Fu.
Panda?
Lambert? Christopher Lambert?
Oh. I feel like we're spiraling out of control. We're just sort of talking around witchcraft. We haven't done this in so long. So we got to focus because, you know, we gotta nail this down.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for your support.
Maybe, I believe in you.
Maybe offer something else.
So we got down the first sentence, correct?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we have the broadest definition of what a witch is, right? And so now I guess we are sort of, like, getting distracted by time periods, right? And so, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're probably, like, in the height of their witchiness in, like, 1500 to 1600.
Sure.
When,
well, I mean,
when did all that Salem business go down? Yeah. 1500s?
Yeah. Salem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Around then, early 1600s, 1500s?
I don't know. I know that it wasn't really in Salem and that it was a different nearby town, but then Salem just decided to tell people it was there for the tourist attraction.
They had an amazing...
Classic.
Amazing hype man.
But I don't remember...
We kill witches! Blah, 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 blah.
Their marketing team.
I don't remember the town that it all actually went down in.
So, yeah, I mean, like, that's peak. Do we want to, like, just narrow in on a particular era of witches here to, like, at least stake our claim and potentially be able to defeat this Wikipedia page?
So, like, medieval? Does that sound like a time period?
Sure. I mean, like,
that
that's...
That is a time period.
Well,
yes.
That's good. You know?
Although, there's a conspiracy theory that it's not. Did y'all hear about this?
No.
No.
Did you read about this?
What?
Tell me.
There's a conspiracy theory that, like, the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages never happened.
What?
That it's a big conspiracy to, like, make the church look bad and stuff.
Well,
everyone's
okay.
Like, why would things be great in Rome and then terrible everywhere else? And then just garbage until the Age of Enlightenment. That doesn't make any sense. Clearly... were being lied to, and they just added 400 years to the calendar, and like this whole block is made up because it's bad, and we don't like it.
It sounds an awful lot like present day. But also, I guess my counterpoint would be like, the church does not need any help looking bad. They are very good at fucking shit up on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, nobody needs to like invent a fucking era. Right.
Oh, you know who hates witches? Probably the church.
Yeah. They're not fans
I
historically.
Feel like it doesn't fly. The like if man, if we brought the Pope on as a special guest and we're like, hey, bud, tell us about witches, he'd be like, I can't.
Well, he'd do it in Italian, so we'd all be like, yep, great. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Popey. Oh, boy. Did you guys watch Warrior Nun on Netflix?
No, but it looks fantastic.
It's Netflix keeps pushing it on me. I don't think it's for me.
It's definitely not for Glenn. Addie, it's definitely for you. It's fun. With a warning of season one just sort of stops at like the height of action.
I'm going to hate it. I can't handle that right now. I'll be too angry.
It's not even like a cliffhanger. It's just like they tried to make a cliffhanger, but they just like cut off a fight scene halfway through and just sort of stops. Yeah. And I was like, are you guys not just stop trying? Or like what happened here?
There was something else I was watching that did that. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's not. You can't end there.
Yeah, but they did. And I guess this is
sort
of like...
mad. I don't remember what show it was. Yeah. But it wasn't Warrior Nun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of witch-like.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
There's The Witcher.
Yeah, strong, independent women.
When does The Witcher take place?
Well, that I've heard as a theory that it's actually in the future.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've not read any of the books or played any games.
Yeah, it happens in the future, and it's actually just an elaborate conspiracy to make the church look bad.
Yeah.
They added for the 400 years that they took from the one conspiracy theory. They're like, it's like when you're doing math, mm-hmm. you got to balance it out. Like, we got to put it over on this side to make this game happen in the future.
Yeah, it was like the accounting classes that I did very badly in college. You got to do like a debits on the left or credits on the right. I did that backwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
Woof.
Arf.
Witches.
I bet witches were great at math and accounting.
They probably ran
great businesses.
I really appreciate you trying to bring us back to what we're supposed to be doing.
Anytime.
Well, it's a podcast, so no one can see. Glenn had to get up to let his dog out. I think you could probably hear his dog scratching around for most of this episode. Elvis is great. Not named after the air quote king of rock and roll, but rather Elvis Costello. That's a fun fact. And...
sat down on my microphone, and I also realized when I put the computer down to walk away and step over it, it's probably not the best view for my friends.
Oh,
for that I apologize.
I beg to differ.
Because I got shorts on, which is...
I screenshotted it, and I got a new screensaver.
That's a lot of thigh.
Yeah, it is. I have a 12-month The Thigh of Glenn Tickle calendar I planned based on a series of screenshots I just took.
I had to let my dog out because he walked in here and started making weird noises. Not that I was worried about him like barfing on the floor more than I was about the audio quality, but that was also a factor.
All right, well, we're out of time for our half, and we need to make time for there to be a Wikipedia entry that we're actually reading. So let's step aside. Let's take a quick break. Let's thank Season 3 sponsors. And when we come back after the break, we will check out the official Wikipedia page that we start reading on, the history of witchcraft. Hey everyone, it's me, John Lunger, from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, here by myself without Glenn to tell you about an amazing...
Well, that's true, but it's only because there's a global pandemic. It's not... like, we're recording remotely now.
Yeah.
Because we want everyone to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you're... it's not like before when you would try to do these without me.
Right.
You were, but I hacked into your system now, and I'm here. All up in your mainframe.
Yeah. So you
have to plan it, baby.
You gonna let me do it, or
yeah, do okay, it. Cool. I just want you to know I'm always watching.
Great, I'm gonna start over. Hey everyone, John here from the Improvised.
John, I'm watching you. Go ahead.
It's not really particularly helpful, Glenn.
John,
do you want to just do it?
I just want to watch.
Okay, well, don't
do it, baby.
Don't whisper like a creepy lunatic.
Read that. We gotta get that ASMR crowd. Read that nasty copy.
All right. Hey everyone, John here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast without Glenn, because it's a pandemic, so he can't be in the same room as me. But through the Glenn, why don't you just do it, bud?
Here, wow, just ignore me.
No, just go. Just read
the
it.
It works better if you just do it while I whisper.
Okay.
You can whisper it too.
Hey everyone. It's John here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
You sound like a quiet Batman.
I sound like a quiet Batman. This week's episode has been brought to you by Quiet Batman.
What Quiet Batman?
Use promo code ImprovWikipod at checkout.
He's supposed to be very sneaky, so he would probably yell a lot less than he does in those movies.
You could save 10%.
He's supposed to be pretty stealthy.
10% off. Sleepy, quiet Batman.
I think the Robert Pattinson one's going to be pretty good.
All right, and we are back from what I can only imagine is an amazing ad read.
Top tier. Gotta be.
All right, so
we're bringing in heavy hitters for season 3.
I have in front of me the Wikipedia page for witchcraft, because witches redirects to witchcraft, almost like I said it would. Do you want to know about
It's not exactly what you said.
Shut up. Do you want to know about the etymology of the word witch? Because that's a separate page.
Yes.
All right, so let me click on that really quick. The word witch revives from the Old English nouns wicca, which is actually a sorcerer, or a male witch as a warlock.
Well, there's Wiccan in the DC universe. He's a little magic boy.
Yeah. It's Old
English. Young Avenger, if I remember correctly.
The Old English verb Wiccan has a cognate in Middle Low German as Wiccan, which means to bewitch. And there's just a whole bunch more nerdy word stuff that, quite frankly, Daddy don't care about.
You were hoping for something juicier, huh?
I was hoping for like a melon of a fact that I could just ball up into little mouth-sized bites and chomp
on. Scoop it with a weird spoon?
Yeah. Mm. Witchcraft, or witchery, is the practice of magical skills, spells, and abilities. Witchcraft is a broad term that varies culturally and societally, and therefore is difficult to define with precision. That feels like an out for us.
Yeah, because we said there's a lot of early cultural references. Mm-hmm. We said it's pretty broad. We gave them broadest possible definition.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So if they're also taking that approach of like, I don't know, guys, it's a whole thing. There's a lot. Don't worry. Look, we don't need to get into details here on the real Wikipedia page. It's a lot of things. Don't even worry about it.
Well, it's a very large page. I will say that. There's a ton of sections, and I'm excited to get there. Historically and currently, in most traditional cultures worldwide, and notably in Asia, South America, Africa, the African diaspora, and indigenous communities, the term is commonly associated with those who use supernatural means to communicate with spirits, deities, or ancestors. In the modern era, primarily in Western popular culture, the word more commonly is referred to like benign, positive, or neutral practices of modern paganism, such as divination or spellcraft. Belief in witchcraft is often present within societies and groups whose cultural framework includes a magical worldview. So, the table of contents on this page is insane.
Is there a history one?
Not exactly. It's more broken up by... There is a historical and religious perspective section, and I'm going to jump to that. But
I don't know what else is there, but it sounds like that's...
But there's this huge, huge section by region that like talks through a whole bunch of different variations by country, by continent.
Like vampires?
Yeah, a little bit. And honestly, if we had time for this podcast, it would be super interesting to just probably read this page straight. This is one of those ones where I definitely recommend checking it out if you have any interest in the topic at all. But for what we talked about, I'm just going to jump.
I don't, but thank you.
Great. I'm going to just jump to historical and religious perspectives. starts with a category of Near East beliefs. The belief in sorcery and its practice seem to have been widespread in the ancient Near East and Nile Valley. It played a conspicuous role in the cultures of ancient Egypt and Babylonia. The later tradition included Akkadian anti-witchcraft ritual, the Maki? I believe I'm saying that. A section of the Code of Hammurabi prescribes that, quote, if a man has put a spell upon another man and it is not justified, he upon whom the spell is laid shall go to the holy river. Into the holy river he shall plunge. If the holy river overcome him and is drowned, the man who put the spell upon him shall take possession of his house. If the holy river declares him innocent and he remains unharmed, the man who laid the spell shall be put to death. He that plunged into the river shall take possession of the house whom he laid the spell upon him.
It's a high-stakes situation either way, huh?
Yeah. Well,
that
also
sound like the rules to a board game that someone would explain to me, and then I'd say, I'm sorry, I'm not playing.
It does
a little bit, yeah. I like to think,
it's like, all right, you get all these resources at Settlers and Catan, but also you can try to put a spell on Doug, and then Doug's got to jump in a pool.
Yeah.
And if he gets out in time, you win.
Code of Hammurabi is played in the back room of comic book shops that smell like middle school locker rooms across the
country. Like some of the, I've never read it, but I feel like some of the Code of Hammurabi is just Calvin Ball. Like, it's just
make up the rules as you go along. Well, yeah. You know what is interesting there, though, is, you know, so from our cultural perspective of white people in the Americas, right, we've all heard of, like, the Salem witch trials and, like, the, you know, drowning, if they drown, they're innocent type thing. And so it's interesting that it might actually have its roots in that code.
Yeah,
because
that's an incredibly dumb thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculed in Monty Python, famously. Mm-hmm. I think there was might have been one in Men at Tights. There might have been a scene in there.
Oh my God!
Was
name,
Tracy in,
Tracy Ullman was a witch in that.
Yeah.
Named Latrine.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's a thing where I'm like, well, that's so dumb. Mm-hmm. That's such a dumb, terrible system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no way, like, a person could have thought of it and been like, makes sense. This is how we do it. And everyone's like, yeah. But if somebody's like, y'all heard of the Code of Hammurabi? It says we got to get a river involved. Let the river decide. Mm. Then I feel like people are like, oh, well, look, I mean, if it's in the code, it's in the code.
Right. It's been codified for a reason. All right. Well, I'm going to read this next section, and then I think we're just going to pump the brakes, and we're going to make the call. But this is the Christianity section, which I think is probably going to be what we're most familiar with. So according to the New Advent Catholic Encyclopedia, in the Holy Scripture, references to sorcery are frequent, and strong condemnations of such practices found there do not seem to be based much upon the supposition of fraud as upon the abomination of the magic itself. Great.
Kind of like what we said, how the church is not fans of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that the Wikipedia entry is like, it's not because they think they're ripping people off. It's because they think it's real and they don't like it.
Yeah, and it looks like the word witch and witchcraft and witchcrafts has some roots in the King James Version of the Bible, which would make sense.
Like, remember when we did astrology and I got really mad at it?
Yeah.
That's the opposite here. Like, I'm mad at it because I'm like, well, that's nothing. You're selling people things and you're taking advantage of them. That's why I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But the church is like, no, you guys are believing in the wrong things. Don't believe what stars say. Believe what I say. That's the distinction I think they're making. So they're not Glenn angry at witchcraft. They're church angry at witchcraft.
Right. So I'm looking at this witchcraft page. There's a lot of interesting stuff on it, and there's a lot of other areas. And like I said, it breaks it up by geography. And all the sections are relatively short. Ultimately, the failure of this page is there's not really a focus on the history of where this stuff came from. It's sort of like the broad strokes, and it's so, not that it's not focused, but it's so like wide reaching that you get like maybe a sentence or two of some of the early history of like different continent's approach to it. So, I mean, it's a staggeringly large topic. I don't know. It doesn't feel like we won, but it also doesn't feel like we lost. Didn't really dig in
on any of the hot deets anywhere, huh?
Right. I mean, and maybe we should have spent more time on just the Salem witch trials. I don't know. But, Addy, how are you feeling at the end of all this? Because ultimately you hold our fate in your hands.
Yeah, I feel enlightened. You know, I think we learned a lot, discovered a lot from ourselves and from the Wikipedia page. I think ours got to the point, you know? We summed it up simply, and that's what you go to Wikipedia for. So I think just the longevity of the Wikipedia page, not longevity, the
length.
What's a better word, though? The vastness?
Sure.
It's tall.
Yeah. It's venti. Vertical.
It's a venti Wikipedia.
It's vertical word accumulation has superseded that of which it must be for us to learn of the ways of the old
That's
ones.
That's some witch talk you got.
Yeah. Let's get a holy river up in here quick.
So, yeah, I think
ours is threatened. I feel threatened as an unimpressive man.
I'm going to go hex the moon.
I already hexed it. So you're going to have to
I wouldn't hex the moon because my baby loves it so much.
Aw.
Most nights she insists that I bring her outside so she can say goodnight to it. And she gets really upset that she can't hold it.
Oh, man.
Like visibly, like near tears when she's like, I hold you? I'm like, you can't hold the moon. She reaches up. It's so heartbreaking.
Oh, that's adorable.
Look, I don't.
Yeah, I think she might be a witch, though. She's trying to get to it. That much love for the moon? Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
it's gonna be witch or astronaut. It's one of those.
Wait, hold on. Those don't need to be mutually exclusive. She could be the very first witch astronaut. I'm here for it.
Do you think there's been a witch astronaut?
I don't.
I feel like no, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we will find out next time when we tackle a new topic here on the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Addison Teal, thank you so much for being our guest. I know it's a pandemic, so I already know the answer to this, but do you have anything you want to plug or give some shout-outs to?
Yeah, I mean, the Arts Quest at-home programming, you can see me doing that all the time. We've got comedy shows on Thursday evenings right now, so check that out. And also I'm in a band that's doing like minimal gigs, Fig for a Kiss. And we're also recording stuff. So you can check out our stuff at Fig for a Kiss Band on Facebook and on Instagram and see some of the stuff we're doing there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Addison. I have never been happier to know someone who aspires to be a witch.
Thank you.